Downloading
audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Talking to Bart Miller from Mercy Me on SOS Radio today. So how many people have butchered your name this week?
Oh, man. I used to say 50-50, but I think it's leaning towards getting it wrong more than right, it seems like.
There's only two famous Barts. Come on, Bart Simpson and Bart Millard.
Oh, and I got three now because Bart Millard's catching up.
So you've had a big week. Hollywood made a film about your life story, Bart. I mean, how crazy is it when someone takes your story, they write it up, they choose which parts of it they want to showcase on film, and then I got to imagine you read that first draft. Were there any parts where you felt like, guys, this doesn't exactly portray me accurately?
No, it wasn't that bad. I just kind of had to learn that it's not really about what they did portray. It's just like, you know, they can't, obviously they're trying to cram 25 years of my life into an hour and 55 minutes. And so it was more of the chunks in between moments that it's like one thing happened on a Monday, the next thing happened on a Tuesday, might have been like 3 years apart in real life. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they do. They compress everything, just try to get as much of the story as they can in. And so once I realized that's kind of how it's done, I was okay with it. But at first it was like, man, how does this whole thing work? But it's like the worst Tetris game ever, trying to fit all that into a small space.
One of the most interesting things to me was knowing that you actually met your wife when you were like a little kid.
Yeah, man. She was my first girlfriend. Her parents were my second grade Sunday school teachers. And so we've known each other forever. And I think we were technically probably eighth grade. Like, I think I was going into eighth grade. She was going to sixth grade when we were like first boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to call it.
I'm thinking if I met my wife back in sixth grade, there is no way that would have worked out. She would have never gone for me.
Yeah, you would think. I guess that's kind of the reason why I'm like, it's true love, because she's seen me my worst and somehow still likes me.
We're talking to Bart Millard from Mercy Me on SOS Radio, and I can only imagine sold like $18 million in movie tickets this weekend. Bart's going to talk about how Cloris Leachman plays his grandma and how funny that was, coming up next on SOS Radio.
Current events, cutting edge, faith,
it's awesome,
encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking to Bart Millard from Mercy Me on SOS Radio today. So the new film, I Can Only Imagine, it's out, and it's based on Bart's story and his relationship with his dad. When you look at the song, I Can Only Imagine, it's something that you were able to write in just a couple of minutes, but really, going back to 1999, this idea took years to craft.
Yeah, my dad passed away in 91, and I wrote the song in 99, and so my grandmother said, I can only imagine what your dad's seeing in heaven when we were leaving the gravesite. And so I became obsessed with that phrase, and it was me thinking him being a better place rather than stressing out over an empty bedroom. And so I used to write the phrase down everything I get my hands on, and, you know, in Mercy Me, we were looking for one more song for independent record, and every page in my journal had that phrase written on it somehow on every page. And so I was like, all right, I get it, God. And so it only took about 10 minutes or so, but it'd been in my heart for quite some time.
How's journaling something that you've done over the course of your life for a long time?
Yeah, I did, you know, till the smartphone was kind of I still write stuff down, but it was kind of the death of journaling for me, because it's like, it was so easy to do that I do some, like when it's in a season of making an album or whatever, but not like I used to.
So, Bart, your grandma was the one who originally coined the term Mercy Me that you named your band after. Now, did your grandma have any sort of sense of humor like Cloris Leachman?
Yeah, man. My grandmother was the funniest person I knew, man. She was incredible, and she didn't realize she was that funny. But Cloris was like, when I found out she was going to be casted, which was perfect for the role. And yeah, that's when I told my grandma I was going to be in a band and take a semester of break from college. She was like, Mercy Me, why don't you get a real job? So, yeah.
Well, tell me about your grandma for a minute.
She's amazing. Both my grandmothers are godly women, and so Cloris is kind of a hybrid of the two, because there just wasn't enough real estate in the film to introduce both. But Mama was my dad's mom, and she, you know, my dad being as abusive as he was, she was the one, she was kind of the lion tamer. Like, she was the one person in life that can kind of back him down and that he would listen to. And so she was a huge part of my life as far as a kind of a protector, if you will, and just, you know, my parents being divorced, she was kind of the female figure for most of my childhood too. And it was a huge, huge influence in my life.
We're talking to Bart Millard from Mercy Me on SOS Radio, and I can only imagine surprise Hollywood with how many movie tickets it sold over the weekend. It's a story about the power of forgiveness. And coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk about the difference between forgiveness and actually rebuilding trust.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.
We're talking to Bart Millard from Mercy Me on SOS Radio today. Forgiveness is such a huge theme in your story, Bart. You held on to a lot of tension before you were able to finally get to a place where you could forgive your dad after all you and he had been through. But what have you learned about the difference between forgiveness and rebuilding trust when it comes to addressing people that have really hurt you?
There's definitely a difference. I mean, when I forgave my dad, I probably didn't realize half the stuff I was actually forgiving him for back then. And there's still things this day I'm learning about that I've kind of traits I've taken on that I kind of fight through, and with the way I'm a parent and a husband sometimes. And it's not like I, you know, didn't forgive him for those things. I'm like, oh, that's what that means. You know, I kind of see it still kind of rearing its ugly head at times. But the trust thing is, for me, is harder than the forgiveness part, because it's one thing to say, yeah, I forgive you, but to trust them to be a part of your life and to believe that, be convinced that, you know, they should be a part of your life, that's a daily thing, man. And, you know, when Dad started going through change, I didn't want Grace to be for him because I didn't trust him. And over time, you know, before he passed away, the change was undeniable. And to where I was like, okay, it wasn't about what he, you know, he didn't like start preaching on the street corner or go to seminary and become a minister. It's the things he did behind closed doors, because that's when he was abusive. And in those moments when no one's watching, it's like, why would you even do it if it wasn't for real? And that's when I learned to trust him and realize, like, this is one of the most important men in my life by the time he passed away.
Wow. It's like sometimes people hurt us so badly, we feel like we'll never be able to fully let go of forgiveness. But what have you learned about that healing that you can encourage the rest of us with?
Well, I think I've learned that a lot of us treat forgiveness like we're holding someone captive or hostage. Like, they just wish that I would forgive them or whatever. And just think, most of the time, those people that have wronged you have moved on and they don't have a clue and they're living life just fine. The ones that are being held hostage are ourselves, and we're not able to forgive. We're the ones getting eaten up. You know, I'm sure they're not having a bad day because they're stressing out over whether we'll forgive them or not. And so as much as we like to think that forgiveness is for the other person, man, it's just as much, if not more, about what it does to us personally. So yeah, we're not setting someone else free. We're trying to set ourselves free from the bondage of the grudge that we hold. And that's kind of one of the points we're trying to get across. I mean, it's not doing anybody any good to kind of withhold being able to forgive somebody. And that being said, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but man, there's something incredibly therapeutic about it that's kind of unexplainable.
Yeah, totally. We're talking to Bart Millard from Mercy Me, and he and Dennis Quaid became friends after working together on the I Can Only Imagine movie. And Bart's going to share some funny stories about Dennis Quaid coming up in 5 minutes on SOS Radio.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.
We're talking to Bart Millard from Mercy Me on SOS Radio today. And Hollywood made a film about his life, and it's out this week. But Bart, you've had a chance to really get to know Dennis Quaid pretty well since you've been working on this project together. But when you're talking with him outside of work, do you ever forget that he's not your dad?
No, it's easy, because he's still Dennis Quaid, man. I'm a huge fan. It's like, I don't know if I've ever talked to him as if he's my dad. I'm just freaking out that I actually know who he is, and that dude was in Inner Space and Frequency. Are you kidding me? And so, it's just cool to be able to call him a friend and amazed that we've been able to stay in touch, and he's just a great guy.
Tell me one of the stories about your time with Dennis Quaid since you've had the opportunity to get to know each other.
Gosh, there's a lot, but it's funny because he really loved music. And I remember the second day after I met him, I was on the set, and he was like, man, if I got questions about your dad, you know, let me have your cell phone. I may call you if I just have questions trying to work out this role. I was like, sure. So I gave him the number. Next morning, about 6 a.m, he calls my hotel room. He's like, hey, man. He goes, there's a song that I wrote about 25 years ago for his mom that was about called On My Way to Heaven. He was like, I just been inspired to finish it. And I want you to hear. I just finished it. I want you to hear it. I was like, great. Here's my email address. And he's like, no. Come to my trailer. I want to play it for you. So I'm thinking, okay, he's going to play me a song on his phone. Well, I get there and he's got a guitar, and it's just me and him in this trailer. He's sitting 3 feet away from me. He starts singing a song. I'm the whole time like, please, dear Lord, let this be good, because he never took his eyes off of me. I don't even think he blinked. He stared me down as he's singing it. I'm trying to look around like we were like trying to be into it. It was so uncomfortable. And fortunately, it was actually a cool little song. I was like, thank Jesus that I don't have to tell Dennis Quaid that it's a terrible song. But it was there was really something sweet about it, man. You know, it's a song that his mom's a godly woman and a big part of his life still. She's 91, and he always wanted to personally just finish the song for her, and he was so excited, like a 15-year-old kid writing music, that he actually finished it. And yeah, so it turned out good, but it was one of the more awkward moments, thinking, oh, Lord, if this is this, like, I've never prayed so hard that whatever note was about to come out of his mouth would be good, so that I didn't have to, like, try. I'm a bad actor, or I'm different from him. I'd be like, I don't think I could have faked my way through that one, but it was cool.
Oh, that's hilarious. We're talking to Bart Millard from Mercy Me on SWS Radio, and I Can Only Imagine's in theaters right now. Thanks for calling in, Bart.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me.
Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS Radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS Radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harrell's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial-free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app.